one of the things I've heard throughout my years as a pastor, and not just because of this most recent podcast on relationships, is something that it's hard to fully understand who's telling the truth or if someone is not telling the truth. But they come to you and they simply say, my spouse just doesn't want to change. They don't want to change. Now, is that person saying it from a selfish standpoint? Or is the spouse who won't change being selfish? It's hard to know. But the truth is that there are a lot of people out there that just won't change. And now what do you do? Well, that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer Garth Heckman, David Alliance. Thanks for checking us out. Lots of good feedback for more good. Yeah, public school, sorry. Got a lot of feedback, good and bad and otherwise, still coming in, so thank you. You can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com if you want to give your insight, input, or questions. Love to hear from you, and I will get back to you. Also, our sponsor is MingleMateMary.com. It's a podcast, YouTube, and website for the perfect marriage material and swag. As I was saying yesterday, they've got a hoodie that says, it's a great day to be married. And hopefully some of you after this, you know, series could wear that with pride. Or some of you could buy the other one that says it's a good day for a divorce. I'm just kidding. I don't think it's on there, but you never know. All right. Also, coming up after this series is we're going to do a podcast on quit living by your feelings, because that keeps coming up again and again and again, but more on that later. So, my spouse will not change. My spouse won't change. They just won't change. I've tried everything. And yes, I've seen people pray in their marriages, and I've seen prayer do amazing things in people's lives and their marriages, but I've also seen people pray and nothing happens. Their spouse still refuses to change. And I've seen many divorce in that situation and move on. Some to less romantic situations, some to worse, some to better. But I've also seen many stick it out, and they learn to find fulfillment outside their marriage. I'm not telling you what to do other than hard times can produce amazing godly character, but you still must choose what you want to do if they won't change. But today, I want to cover this. What are questions you should self-reflect on, ask yourself, when your partner is refusing to change? So I'm just going to rip through these. You can do more thought-provoking exercises with them later. But number one is, what am I asking for? Behavioral change? Or am I asking for personality change? Meaning, is who they are and what they do that bothers me, is it personality or is it character? True story about myself. When Kim and I were married, at least the first 20 years, it hasn't happened much lately, people would often ask her, is he like this at home? Or is he like this all the time? I don't know if you can tell, but my personality is kind of loud, boisterous, obnoxious. I'm a protector. I speak my mind anywhere, anytime. It's got me into a lot of trouble. And I do think I've mellowed quite a bit. But she was wise enough early on in our marriage to understand not to ask me to change my personality. She did help me understand to change my tactics and maybe my focus in behaving the way I do. Example, if we're ever in a theater and someone's smoking or on their phone or talking, I would just call them out, just say, hey, shut up. And now she has convinced me that it's better to go up to them and talk and just say, hey, you need to put your phone away or you're going to swallow it. Thank you. But there's this sense of personal identity many men have. And yes, it's usually men. And it's kind of like, I can't change because it's who I am. Well, that's not so much personality as it's a lack of self-esteem, and you're putting your self-esteem in who you are. Many times there's a personal identity that comes from a job. You're conditioned. Many policemen act a certain way because they have to on the job in order to survive. You know what they say, right? You know what they say. Only the paranoid survive. And so sometimes policemen can't turn it off. Next, is their refusal a matter of capacity or willingness? Some people just can't change. It's just not emotionally or mentally within their game plan. You got to deal with it. Will things be different if you Give them some time. Maybe you're asking them to change too much too fast. How much time should you give them? What factors could help them foster change, you know, in a more speedy fashion? If you said, here's 2 months, let me change you, let me help change you, or please change in this area. And how would you deal, how would the ideal scenario be if their transformation magically happened? I mean, what is perfection in your mind, or what could you live with? What's the least that would have to change in order for you to stick around? Next is, what is, you know, good enough? And really, it's much bigger than the last point, because a lot of times we think, well, you know, if they change like this, my marriage would be fantastic. But let me tell you something, 38 years of marriage, and not a lot of it has been fantastic, but a lot of it has been good. So what's good enough? What could they do to change that it would be good enough? Next, what is the worst that can happen? What would make you consider divorce? I mean, do they have to change everything? A few things? One thing? You should write it out. Think it through. If my partner can't change and provide what I need at that moment, is there a way for me to deal with my needs differently? Can you rely on yourself or others for support and give your partner some time and space and still feel comfortable by you choosing to fill those needs? Next, are you asking them to change so you don't have to deal with change on your own, right? Maybe you're asking them to change so it makes your job or your routine better, or, you know, maybe your own sins better. You got to think it through. And the last two, if they remain the same, could you be happy with them? I don't know. That's only a question you can answer. And finally, is therapy or counseling or a meeting with a pastor, is that an option? Are they open to that? Look, at what point do you give them an ultimatum? I don't know. Maybe you sit down with a pastor or a counselor or a therapist and you say, look, I'm going to leave you. I'm not going to divorce you just yet, but I'm going to leave you because there are things in our relationship that are unhealthy and you refuse to change. I'm going to move out. I'm going to reassess my future and my life without you. And I'd like you to know that you are welcome to join me in life, but you do need to change A, B, and C. Words that are not lightly said. It takes time. It's not something you do within the first few years of marriage, but it's something you have to consider. Garth Ekman, David Alliance, keep slaying giants.